Today, I would like to give my testimony to you. This month being dedicated to Our Lady, I feel quite obliged to share my experience with you, how I became a priest. It may be a long story, so I'd ask you to please hang on. Well, I'll start with my family. I have my father, my mother, and an elder brother. Now, when we were young, my brother and I were watching cartoons. And when we were watching this cartoon, I suddenly fell down. I fell into a febrile convulsion, and I had fits. I was down on the floor. My brother ran to my parents' room, and they took me to an ICU, to the hospital, and I was admitted in the ICU. I was in the ICU for around 12 hours, and I was not responding to any medicines. I was just lying like that. That's what they told me. The doctors tried different medicines. They took a fluid from my spinal cord, and they were testing it. I don't know how it goes. Do we have doctors over here? All right, okay, so I'm saved. Well, they were telling that they took a fluid from my spinal cord and they were testing it, and I was not responding to any of those medicines. So the doctors came out and told my parents, there's no chance for him to survive. Even if he survives, he will either be paralyzed or he will be abnormal. We cannot guarantee you. And I was telling this to Monsignor Tom, and he was like, okay, at least the doctor's got one thing right, and that's not paralysis. But my mother had a lot of faith, and I believe it was her prayer that saved me that time. Now, we all use computers, and we know that if a virus attacks a computer, you use an antivirus, and it removes this virus. But there will always be a lag on the computer, and this is the same thing that happened to me. Even after I was cured out of that moment, I still had a problem with me, and that was I couldn't face a cold wind, I couldn't drink anything cold, and I couldn't eat anything cold. Now, when I spoke about this to the people at Mandan last week, they were like, what is he doing here in North Dakota if he cannot face a cold wind? Boy, that's going to be tough. But hey, guys, here I am. And I could, you know, stand with the first two things. I could avoid a cold wind. I could also, you know, restrict myself from drinking something cold. But I found it very difficult to restrict myself from eating something cold. Now, what is it that we eat which is cold? Exactly. I couldn't eat ice cream. And that was, you know, getting on me. It was, like, devastating. My brother used to eat ice cream. My father and my mother also used to have ice cream. And all I could do was just watch them have ice cream. My father, out of pity, used to give me the cone of the ice cream. He said, at least you're having half of the ice cream, so here you go. Now, the reason why I couldn't face a cold wind, drink anything cold, or eat anything cold was because if I did any of these, I used to catch fever. And this fever was not the ordinary fever which we had. My body temperature used to go high, enormously high. And it was at this point that the doctors advised my parents to give me ice bath. It's like when your body is all heated up, you're stripped off, and you're put in a bed of ice to reduce the body temperature. And believe me, that was not a good experience. It was like pins poking all over my body. It's because if my body temperature goes high, the organs in my body will stop functioning at a point, and eventually I would die. So they would always suggest to keep my body temperature low. The best part of this was I could ask anything I wanted to my parents, and they would get it from anywhere at any time. I was not so intelligent like I am now. I'm not saying I'm so intelligent, but then I used to ask for sweets, chocolates, small toys. It was easy for them to get, I guess. But they used to get it for me from anywhere. And it's because they never knew whether I would live the next moment or not. It was at this time we had a chance to go to Lourdes, and we know that Mother Mary appeared to St. Bernadette over there, and there is a miracle at Lourdes. As we were going to Lourdes, I slowly started getting this fever, and my mother tested different medicines. Now, every time I used to catch fever, I used to go to the hospital. They used to take a tissue sample from my throat. They used to culture it and give me new medicine. So I had a lot of medicines when I was at the age of 7. And my mother was testing these medicines at Lourdes because it was pretty cold out there. As we were walking towards Lourdes, I saw a beautifully lit parlor, ice cream parlor. And it's human tendency that we would always crave for the things that we don't get. So I tugged my mother's dress and I asked, "Ma, can I have an ice cream?" It was in our dialect, in our local language that I asked her. And I knew what she was going to say. She was going to say, "You're not supposed to have that ice cream." But the answer that she gave that day really astonished me. She said, "If you have faith in Our Lady, after going to Lourdes, taking bath, you can come back and have that ice cream." Now, she was a teacher. How many of you are teachers over here, may I know? Can you please raise your hands? Okay, so I guess you will know well how to deal with children at the age of 7. And I said, "Yep, I do believe. So let's first have ice cream and then go to Lourdes." What if she changes her mind? But she was stern in what she said. She said, "No, we are going to Lourdes and then coming back." We went to that place. It was two different queues, one for the gents, one for the ladies. My father, my brother, and myself, we took bath and we came out waiting for Mom. At this time, a lady came to us. She had her son with her and he was on a wheelchair. He was crippled and he was abnormal. She came to me, placed 5 francs in my hand, and said, "Go and have your ice cream." These are the words that she used. Now, I did not know her and she did not know me. After this, she gave 5 francs to my brother. Then she spoke with some time to my father. And as she was leaving, she turned to me and said, "Pray for my son." After this, she left. My mother came. We told this to her. We searched for that lady, but we didn't find her. And the next words that she said was something funny, but it had a lot of meaning. She said, "Even if he dies, we are going to get him that ice cream." That was her faith. And we went to the same ice cream parlor. I usually see my brother eating chocolate ice cream. I had a chocolate ice cream. It was 15 francs, and my mother kept those 2 5-franc coins. She still has it with her in 2 pouches. And hey, I've been eating ice cream all these years. I have never had a fever as I had then. It was completely cured. And I believe that the lady who appeared to me that day was Mother Mary. That's my belief. And I believe that that child was Jesus who took away the problems that I should have had when I was a kid. So it was something that God gave me, a life, a new life. And here I am as a priest. I believe that God has called me for this, and I request your prayers as well. Now, if we see it from an ordinary perspective, it's quite simple. It's like, I went to Lourdes, I had some luck, or by chance, I was cured, and I have no fever. This is what an ordinary perspective would be. But we need, my dear friends, to see that at each and every point of our life, we have the touch of God. God touches us. It may be through people. It may be through nature. It may be through His Word. We just need to open our eyes and see how God touches us in our lives. May God bless each and every one of us.